8:35 on a Tuesday morning. It's time for the Positive Points on Aging. And along with Casey, now I can officially introduce Karen on mic two to Casey on mic one.
Hello, hello.
And now we've actually got the very racial... prejudicial.
All three K's.
The KKK thing going on.
And when Katie comes in, Katie, it'll be just as bad.
Katie is her partner. Then it's the four K's. Now you're starting to sound like a Motown band.
Yeah.
Or four K's or something like that. So I don't know. But anyway, it's great to have you, Miss Karen.
Happy
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to y'all.
Glad that you're with us. So, of course, for folks that are new to the program, what we do every Tuesday is we do the Positive Points on Aging. And we talk about different things. Karen's with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And she comes in just armed to the hilt with all kinds of things on our seniors and topics that are really important and timely. And, of course, it's the holiday season.
It's the holidays.
So,
which I've been saying for weeks now, it's not the happiest time of year.
No, for a lot of folks, it's not. It's a challenging time for them, and I want to talk a little bit about what we can do to try to maybe lift them up a little bit. And for those that, I mean, some people love the holidays, but for some, it's a very difficult time filled with difficult memories and things like that.
And we've been talking about this all along, but mostly we've been focusing on caregivers for the last few weeks. And, I mean, we talked about you with your mother's loss, and we talked about Phil with his dad's loss this year. It's a hard thing to have to go through these holidays. But put yourself in Phil's mother's position. The man that she's been in love with for 80 years died.
Right.
She doesn't really care if it's Christmas this year, to be perfectly honest. She's really not happy.
Yeah.
And so you think about people in those positions. If she's very blessed. Her grandchildren, two of her three grandsons live here. Phil and I are here. You know, her son's coming down from New York to visit her next week before the holidays. She's blessed that she can have that interaction. Not everyone can.
Right.
And we don't think about those people. And we need to think more closely about folks who are isolated and how to just kind of cheer them up and make them feel better about this time of year.
Sure.
You know, the other thing we don't think about is financial. They want to give Christmas gifts to their grandkids, but they're financially strapped. This has been a very hard year for people with inflation.
No doubt.
And I hear the term fixed income all the time. Technically, we're all on a fixed income, folks. My salary doesn't go up just because my boss likes me.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. I am on a fixed income. I have to budget.
Sure.
But it is really frightening when you're dependent upon Social Security. You know, it's getting closer to me every minute. And I'm not real happy about those thoughts.
Sure.
So what do you do? How do you help folks during this time of year when they're sad and they're lonely? One of the first things I do encourage people to do is be attentive. Pay attention to what they're saying to you and don't just blow them off. I mean, it's real easy when you're at grandma's house and you've been having to clean for grandma or you've been having to do something for grandma or take her to the doctors or all those things that are your day-to-day choice with your loved one.
Sure.
You kind of just blow off what they're saying, but you need to be attentive. Take some time. And maybe, you know, this is something my sons do, which I don't know how I raised them, but I guess they're all Phil's kids. But they come over, try to do it once a week, and have lunch with their grandmother.
Right.
They bring her Chick-fil-A, which she loves and
that's
she doesn't
so great.
Get. And they sit there and they listen to her. She might get her stories confused. She might repeat herself. But they can come back and relay to us things that she says to them about whether she's feeling well or whether she's not feeling good.
Sure.
You know, and you don't think about that, but you need to listen attentively because sometimes in a passing statement you might hear, I fell last night.
Right.
And you didn't know she fell. And you might now you need to start looking for bruises and why are they limping and that sort of thing. But you also, it gives them a time to mourn. It gives them a time to think about the things that have happened and the people that have come in and out of their lives for the last years, however that is. Give them a chance to mourn. You know, you have time to mourn your father.
Right.
But did she have time to mourn her husband?
Sure.
Do you think asking questions about like family traditions and things that, you know, tell me about your best Christmas ever, like when was the
absolutely
my grandmother used to tell this story about when she first had her fourth kid, my Uncle Wesley, and she bundled him up and all the kids up, and it was Christmas Day, and like everybody was sick. Like pretty much everybody had strep throat or some kind of flu or whatever.
Oh,
but they
wonderful.
Were expected to be at the friend's house, you know, at the family's house for Christmas, and she had bundled everybody up, carried everybody over there, and then she gets there and her mom is just giving her a hard time for like bringing the sick children to the house and like making it. She's like, but you told me I had to come.
I had to be here.
You know, it's finally, she said, I'm like, at this point, 35 years old, and I'm finally like, you know, to heck with it. We're just going to stay at home and do our holidays our way. So those kinds of things were like, you know, things that change their life or have those things that stick out. Do you think it's a good idea to ask them
Absolutely.
About those?
Absolutely. Because if they want to talk about them, it gives them opportunity. You've opened that door. If they don't want to talk about it, I've been around seniors long enough to know they're going to shut the door real quick and change the subject. But it does. It gives them a chance to talk about things that were important to them. And that, you know, gives you time to say, well, you remember, Mom, when this happened and why it was so much fun or why we didn't like it and why we all ended up starting our own traditions.
Right.
Well, and it's also a chance to exercise the brain.
Yes.
By giving them, using their memory, their mind, their storytelling, things like that. It's very engaging. It it gets the adrenaline and the serotonin and all that going in the brain. And that's what we're looking for with our seniors.
Yeah. It's absolutely important to do that sort of thing. And while you're doing that, the other thing you're doing is you're reminding them how important they are to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to feel loved, you know, even if it's just by one person. Everybody needs to feel important to somebody.
Right.
And not a burden. You know, how many times does my mother-in-law say to me, oh, I can't believe you're up here again talking to me. Why do you have to come up here? I'm such a burden to you. Yeah. No, she's not. I love her to death.
Right.
And it's an honor to me to be able to do that. But she doesn't feel that way.
Right.
Well, and if your sons are going over there too, I mean, trying to visit her and spend time with her, like, it's clearly something y'all enjoy. And
I mean, we have always enjoyed it. And now, there are people who don't enjoy their parents. I'm not going to, again, it's not the most wonderful time of year, and we're all not the perfect family.
Sure.
And there are times that you really don't enjoy being with your family members, and that's okay too. But you do owe respect to them.
Right.
You do need to respect them, and you do need to try to engage them and at least let them know that you are glad that they are part of your life. You may be totally opposite politically. You may be a Clemson fan and a South Carolina fan or an Army-Navy difference. You know? Whatever it is, you may fight. I mean, it happens. Families fight. But that doesn't mean they're not important. It doesn't mean you don't care.
Of course.
We heard a really great podcast this week with the guy that is the lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies, and he sang the opening tune for The Big Bang Theory.
Right.
So Maya Bialik has him on her podcast because he did the opening song for her podcast too.
Right.
Anyhow, he's talking about his dad. Now, he and his dad didn't get along for a really long time, and he, as his dad was aging, he was doing these kind of obligatory visits and cleaning up stuff around the house and this kind of thing. And his therapist said to him, just because he wasn't a great dad doesn't give you the right to be a bad son.
Good point.
He goes, wow. Like all of a sudden he said, I kind of flipped that script and I thought, I'm just going to be the best doggone son I can possibly be. You know, I'm going to go above and beyond because I don't owe him anything, but I want to be a loving, caring person in that way. And therefore I'm going to do it. Not, you know, not for any other reason other than it makes me feel fantastic to be the very best person I can be.
If nothing else, be a great son out of spite.
Yeah.
You know,
that's one way to look at it.
You are not a good dad, so I'm going to be a great son to you out of spite, just to show you you didn't ruin me, Dad.
Let's see what the therapist has to say about that.
Exactly.
Right.
Nothing like a little spite love for you.
Have to be
Why
like, this
do I think
what
I need to
rein like?
The show in real quick?
I knew I was bringing in the wild card. I was bringing in the wild card with Casey. But no, look, you know, there's so much good that comes out of just being around family.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not necessarily always easy, but it is necessary.
Well, and I've talked about it before on the show. Intergenerational experiences are huge, and we don't get them in this country like we used to because everybody lives all over the place.
Right.
And so you may not know your story, so you're stuck doing obligatory housework for somebody. But let them talk to you while you're doing it, and you'd be surprised the cool things you'll find out.
Right.
History gets told to you that way. You learn about the war. You learn about the Depression. You learn about things that you never would have dreamt of before.
Yeah. Got to do a break. Going to head to the Fox Business Report. Get that for you. Come on back. Second half of the Positive Points on Aging with Case. I'm Kev and Karen.
Mornings with Kev. Park Fireside Studio. It's Kevin Cohen.
And Casey Whitener. Yeah, don't worry. They've already been produced. I just got to load them up.
Here for the ride. Here for the ride.
Yeah, nope. And Karen Pickard.
No. Just for today.
Just for the half hour.
Just for the Tuesday.
We're happy to have her with us on Tuesday mornings. Karen's here from Oakleaf Village. Positive Points on Aging. We have a great time when she's here, and we talk about things that are really important when it comes to our seniors, our older members of the family and things like that. And just we've been talking about the holidays, which can be so high or so low depending on the circumstances or somewhere in the middle. But we just want to make sure that you're a little bit more armed with some strategy on how to handle these types of situations.
You know, we were just talking about the infamous Christmas letter, I call them, not the Christmas cards, that people do send out with all the things that have happened in the past year. If you know that your mother gets those cards, grab them first, because there could be some really sad things in there, and you need to maybe read them to her and temper them so that she's not so depressed knowing that 15 people that she knows passed away this last year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and when you get to be up in your 80s and 90s, 15 people a year is not really unreasonable. You know a lot of people, and a lot of people are passing away. So just be aware of those kinds of things.
Sure.
Particularly like when COVID, we were just talking about when COVID hit, it was horrible what we went through during. So the kindest words I can say is be gentle, be kind to them, and buffer those blows. Make them feel like, you know, it's okay that they're still here. How many times do you hear from old folks, well, everybody I know is dead, why am I still here?
Right.
Yeah.
They feel useless. So kind of try to make that a little softer. Let them know that you're going to keep your holiday simple for them, that you're not having, like we talked about last week, not 25 people for dinner, that you're having just a few folks in. Let them be part of planning that. What do they want to have for dinner? For years we had a goose on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. and that was a tradition. I had to change that years ago for numerous reasons, but you know, my kids know that, I would hope that if I were to be getting dementia and I were older than I am now, that they would remember that and say, would you like to do that again, Mom? Because that's important to me. It was really important.
Sure.
Focus on the things that you know that were important to your loved ones during their celebrations, and try to make those part of your simple celebrations.
I like what you, can we go back real quick, Karen? Because I like what you said about having the kind of celebration that they're sort of expecting, or at least to help them expect it. So for Thanksgiving, we usually invite my co-host on Saturday morning, Rex, and his wife come for Thanksgiving, and they've come for the last 3 years. And so this year, Granddaddy was here for Thanksgiving, and he's sitting at the table, and they're all kind of having their, and because there were so many people, he sat with Charlie and Chip, and then after the meal, Rex went in there and sat down with them, and he stumped Rex on a number of old films and old actors and old TV shows.
That must have
It was great.
And
all of us, oh my gosh, we were all just laughing hilariously because he's asking about this and that, and Granddaddy was just like, nope, it was this and it was that, and all of that old TV knowledge and all these Bonanza and whatever else. It was really funny.
That's wonderful though, how to engage them and how to make somebody feel loved. And again, it's all about the love, folks. You really need to feel that this time of year. If you know somebody who is in an assisted living, even a nursing home or an independent living, check with the activity directors and find out, or get the activity calendar. We all post them online. It's not rocket science. Go to the website and find the calendar. Find out what's going on. Know when the events are happening in the building, and encourage your family member to go, or come over at lunchtime and take them to hear the handbell choir.
Every assisted living facility has some holiday events.
Oh, yeah.
And I know always there's the family dinner where you invite the family in from outside to come in for a meal and all that.
It's so important to go to those things.
It's great. It's also fun. I actually would go there, and it was kind of for Mom, it was like I could see her kind of showing off a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it was like she's got her kids, her grandkids here.
She was proud of you.
Exactly. That's what I mean. She was like, yeah, this is the one. I'm always wearing the point hat. This is his.
Okay, not everybody has a radio star.
No, but I'm saying every mom or dad has a story they want to tell about their kids or about their grandkids. And it's just, you have no idea what you're doing for them in terms of letting them have pride, letting them take stock in things, and also let them just kind of sit back and look at what I did. This is my family, and they're here.
Yeah, and they're here, and they showed up. And also, if you are a member of a choir or a handbell choir, I guess is what they're called. I'm sorry, folks, that's my lack of knowledge. but any kind of entertainment that usually is looking for a venue, call the activity director. We're always looking for people to come in and entertain seniors.
Yeah.
I don't care where it is. They need folks to come in and be part of they want to feel part of the community, and that's what helps.
We should come and read some Christmas stories.
Christmas stories. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love to hear the night before Christmas?
And I was going to say, another thing you can do if you want with your kids or with your family is, even if you don't have somebody in the assisted living, you could go and you can volunteer to come in, do what Casey just said, which is, you know, read stories or just be there for whatever. And one of the things that we've always done as Jewish family is every year we've gone to the Ronald McDonald House and we volunteer on that day so that the people that work there that day can be home celebrating Christmas with their family. And it allows us as Jewish folk to give them a day off and be around families that need help and this and that. So that's something that Lainey came up with many, many years ago, and our family loves that.
That's such a wonderful act of service.
Right, and it makes you feel good because you're doing good, but it gives so much back to the community.
Right. But I'm just saying, you don't have to have a direct tie, is what I'm saying, to the assisted living facility or to the charity. Yeah. I remember my mom telling me stories back when she was much younger, how she used to volunteer to be a candy striper.
Mm-hmm.
And she would do that and go through the hospitals. She always made sure she worked on Christmas Day so that someone else didn't have to work, because, you know, to us, it's just, you know,
just
Thursday.
It's just Thursday.
You know, this year it's Monday. But I'm just saying, you know, my point is that while I might love, and I do, I love Christmas, but it doesn't mean anything to me the way it would to someone who says, this is the day where our whole family's going to gather.
Right.
Man, I got to work. That stinks. Well, what if I came in and did your shift for you so that you could be home with your family?
Yeah.
Who loses there? That's a win-win.
Everybody wins.
It doesn't have to be necessarily Christmas Day. I'm just saying, take your kids and think, what would be a good service thing? What would be a good way? Because I got news for you. You think you're doing a good deed just for the people you're doing it for. You are also planting a seed in your children's mind, showing them what it's all about. And that's, I might not be qualified as the Christian guy. I'm the Jewish guy. But that's the real reason of the season.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about the materialistic and about what gifts and this and that. It's about doing right and being kind and making a difference that way. And if you could teach your kids a little bit about something like that, that's a win.
Oh, do you not
show
need
them.
That now?
Yeah. Show them
lead
what
by
it
example.
Looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than just telling them, be kind, be good, right? Instead, show them what kindness looks like.
You betcha. Yeah. So that's something to consider
that's
also.
That's a wonderful thing to do. This is something that I hadn't thought about till I started doing my research. But check with religious organizations. Because they do have social and spiritual support for this time of year. Stephen's Ministry is one program that is really good, and they will help send folks out for counseling or just to spend time with people. If you know somebody on hospice that's struggling right now, they have spiritual directors who can come out and sit with them. And again, it doesn't have to be Christian. It can be Jewish.
Sure.
It can be Muslim, whomever it is. It's still a hard time of year, folks, because everybody's preaching to you about how great it is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so get out there and help other people.
Yeah.
Decorate for them. That doesn't hurt. You know, go in and help mom decorate. I'm obnoxious, and my house looks like I threw up Christmas in it. And, you know,
are you a Griswold?
I'm not that bad. I used to be.
How long does it take you to do your Christmas decorating?
Not that long, because I've learned to pare it down, and
good.
I don't have 27 trees. I have live tree, so I have one live tree.
We just have the one room. Like,
yeah.
That's just the tree and the stockings,
that's the Christmas
and that's
room,
it.
Though.
And the Christmas room.
Yeah. It doesn't go everywhere, but my neighbor's got it all over her house,
and
it takes her a whole week
do.
To unpack all the stuff and put
it
where.
And you know what?
To each his own.
It looks
fantastic.
I started
this year, and I was not going to do one thing, and my kids yelled at me and said I had to.
Yeah.
But so cook family tradition, cook the foods, do what you can do, but most important, it comes down to be kind, love the people that you're around.
Amen.
And show them and plant that seed.
Yeah,
and if you have any questions, you can reach me at 803-808-3477 or OakleafVillageLexington.com.
Look at you.
Thank you, Karen.
Remember it now.
Wonderful, Miss Karen. Thank you
so
very much.
Thank
That's
going
to wrap it. Hey, I'm back this afternoon at 4 o'clock for Casey, for Karen. I'm Kev. Thank you for listening to The Point. We'll see you tomorrow.